Can we put our hands together for the resurrection of Jesus Christ? For the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet. Amazing grace. We are here today to celebrate that grace. It came through the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Therefore, today is a happy day. Hymn 150. Oh, happy day. Today is a happy day. Everybody now.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, yes.
Thou feast my soul on divine Savior.
And rejoice
in every
Today is that happy day. Resurrection morning.
Oh, happy born. That is my vow. To him who bears all my love.
Oh, yes.
Let cheerful land empty his house. Why to that sacred shrine I move.
Oh,
happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh,
he taught me how to watch and pray.
Rejoice. That stanza says, it is done. He said, the great transaction is done. He said, I am my Lord. I belong to the Lord. And he is mine. Hallelujah. When was the transaction concluded? On the cross on Calvary. He said, it is finished. He paid it all. 2-1-1. He paid it all. The transaction was settled. He paid it all. 2-1-1. I hear the Savior say, he paid it all. Everybody now.
I hear the Savior say, my strength in it is for child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy own.
He paid it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all.
To him I owe.
Oh yes.
Still at last a crimson stain he was, his white as gold.
He paid it all. Oh yes.
Lord, now indeed I bow, I bow and bow alone.
Oh yes.
And chain the lepers fall.
Yes sir.
And melt the heart of stone.
Hallelujah.
See, had left a crimson stain.
One more time. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed his eyes.
Hallelujah. That cross means so much to me. When you hang that cross anywhere, it's a symbol of our faith. He say, if you will follow me, there's something you must do. Pick up your cross and follow me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I cherish that old rugged cross. 167, hymn 167. So I cherish that old rugged cross. Cherish it. I cherish it very well. 167, our hymn book. Everybody now.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame.
Oh,
and I love that old cross where the dead is the last I laid out.
Oh, yes.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world,
as a wondrous attraction for thee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for the dear Lamb of God, let his glory abode to bear it to the Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I share. Love is the last I laid down.
Oh, yes.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
In the old rugged cross stand we blood so divine,
a wondrous beauty I see.
Oh,
what was on that old cross? Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me.
Oh,
so I cherish that old rugged cross. See my cross is the last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday old rugged cross, I will ever be true. In shame I'll reproach God again.
Yes, sir.
Then you called me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I share.
Hallelujah.
So I carry the old rugged cross,
hey,
till my love is at last I lay down.
Yes, sir.
I will cling to the old rugged cross. And exchange His someday for a crown.
Oh, hallelujah.
So I cherish the old rugged cross. He my trust is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Change is something for a crown.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take note that we will exchange it someday for a crown. We will understand that later. We will exchange it someday with a crown. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him captive. Death cannot hold me captive. In the resurrection morning, hymn number 11, when the dead in Christ shall rise, if you are sure you will rise, then you will sing it joyfully and happily. Joyfully and happily. Because that is the joy of today. That's the joy. The assurance that the power of death has been taken away. Everybody now. Oh, in the
resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound,
oh,
we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. When the saints we come rejoicing, and no tears will be found,
oh,
we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
We shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Amen. We shall rise. Hallelujah.
Oh,
in the resurrection morning, when the prison bars are broken, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in the resurrection morning, what a meeting it shall be. We shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when our fathers and our mothers and our loved ones we shall see,
sure,
we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Yeah, we shall rise.
We shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Amen.
Yeah, we shall
rise. Hallelujah. The resurrection morning, when the prison bars are broken,
oh, yes,
we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise.
in the resurrection morning, blessed God it is to be. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, glory.
I shall see my blessed Savior, who so freely died for me.
Oh, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise,
hallelujah,
we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, amen.
Oh,
we shall rise, hallelujah.
That's our hope.
In the resurrection morning, when the grieving bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Yes, sir.
In the resurrection morning, we shall meet him in the heaven.
Glory.
We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Be
carried on to glory, to a hope so bright and fair.
Hey,
we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. Amen. We shall rise, hallelujah.
Glory.
In the resurrection morning, when that prison bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. Amen. We shall rise, hallelujah.
In the
resurrection morning, when the prison bars are broken,
we shall rise,
hallelujah, we shall rise.
My soul doth magnify the Lord,
magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name.
Praise the Lord,
for death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord,
magnify the Lord,
and my spirit praise his name.
Oh, yes.
Even in the grave,
Jesus
is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
He's alive, amen.
He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever.
That's the gospel.
He's alive, amen. Yes, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive.
Say, that's the gospel.
Oh yes, he's alive.
That's the good news.
He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Yes, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh yeah. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
Oh, he's alive.
Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
He's alive. Our Savior is alive. That is the only prophet on earth that died and resurrected. That is the only prophet on earth. There are many prophets, There are many prophets, But Jesus is the only prophet that his grave is empty. Hallelujah! God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to us. Yes, sir.
Heal and forgive. He live and die.
Oh, yes.
And brought me back.
Worship the Lord Jesus. Use your hand. Let the living praise him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Happy resurrection morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Once again, just greet your neighbor by your side, your brother, your sister. Give them some Christian greeting the best you can. Say something that will make your neighbor to be happy. Whatever situation your neighbor is going through, from your heart, can you tell somebody around you, I love you? Say it, I mean it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're going to take a little Bible study, I promised. And listen, church, this is important. A lot of people that come to church and they come and they leave the same way they came. If you come to church, we have come to worship God. And not just to worship God, but we must come and something must happen that will draw you closer to Him. And the only way that makes one to draw closer to God is not the healing you received. It is a revelation of Him that you have. And something about the God we worship, the God we serve, is that you will never finish knowing Him. And the day you say you have known Him, that is the day you begin to die. Because knowing Him produces life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The day you stop knowing Him, that is the day you begin to die. Hallelujah. There's something about the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is so deep. And He purposely leaves that to drop a hunger and thirst for him in us. So that every day you are positioned to know him the more. And the more you know him, the better relationship you have with him. I say this passionately. I say this from my heart because I know what that knowledge has done to me. I had to discuss with my sister yesterday. I was telling her something about gifted brethren. Those who see vision, those who are anointed, those who see things in the spirit. That if you watch it, the generality of the carnalities that you see displayed in Christianity come from that group of people. They are the most carnal people that live among believers. Gifted people. Because for somebody who has seen the reality of God, that is, we that don't see, we only had a small sign around us make us to believe and hold on to him. But they see the angels. They see the glory. They hear the voice of God. And it's expected that they will be better Christians than us. They will fear God more than us. But you will see he who sees vision is fornicating. You see him lying. You see him cheating. Every carnal thing, you see it among them. Then, how has that knowledge benefited you? I've said it before. You imagine, I liken that to a medical doctor who knows everything about the anatomy of man, of a human being. Who knows the evil of cigarette smoking, and he's a chain smoker, he's a medical doctor. How has his medical profession profited him? How has his knowledge of the anatomy of man profited him? So it is with the gifted people. The reason is that they think that it means they are working well with God as long as the gift is still flowing. They are the ones that when you try to tell them you are doing something wrong, they will dismiss you. Get out. What do you know? It's between me and God. To him, what you are thinking is sin. God does not see it as sin. And that is why, even though he slept with a woman last night and saw his wife, he's waking up this morning and the angel is saying, my son, I'm going to use you mightily today. And then you are saying he's a sinner. He says, you see? Hallelujah. So that you'll understand the mystery of redemption is too deep. The only way you can relate with God is in knowing him. Is in knowing him. And that's exactly what I want to share this morning. So that somebody will know who you are. See, serving God, working with God, is not about you obeying some set rules. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. That is not the meaning of grace. And that is why God removed the law. Where has he written it? He has now written it in your heart. What do you mean by it being in your heart? It has to do with your conscience. Because he has now shifted from obeying the law and shifted it to a relationship. It is now about a relationship that comes through a flow of divine love between you and him. And that love can only come about the day you understand God's mercy. The day you understand the meaning of mercy, mercy. That is what makes a woman live through to the husband. That is what makes a husband live true to the wife. There is something that binds them. It is not because of some set of laws. Well, since Bible say I should subject myself to you. Okay. Now because Bible talks so. Because the Bible talks so. If not. Now God had a fear. If you are going to love your husband or subject yourself to your husband because God will say so, you have missed it. Even that type of subjection is not acceptable by God. And it will not last. It cannot withstand for better, for worse. It cannot. So when you come to church, there is time to worship and there is time to listen to something that will strike your spirit man and give you cause to have a better relationship with God. And God himself does not come at once and reveal himself like that to man. Why? He chooses to do it precept upon precept. Line upon line. A type that we go to school. Before you become a professor, it takes years. You go through a process of seeking a particular knowledge until you hit a particular point. It takes years. Perfection does not come automatic. Perfection is also gradual. He said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. But you don't get born again today and become perfect that day. You will grow in perfection. And what causes that perfection is not some anointing that hits you. No. It's not some anointing that hits you. It is what you hear. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. That is what builds you to perfection. And so, we have the word of God that the Bible says is hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. It's important, therefore, that you take Bible study seriously. And one thing about Bible study is that God raises teachers himself. Because I had cause to discussing with a minister on phone yesterday. And I told him, is it a minister? Somebody was telling me about people who don't read. Okay, people who don't read. And that people don't read, people don't read. And I quickly added, okay, with a sister yesterday. I said that it is not about reading. You are not perfected because you read. If not, what of our illiterate parents who don't know how to read or write? They won't go to heaven, Abby. Amen. But they have ears to hear. The ear to hear, and then in every locality, God raised pastors in every language. There are pastors that preach in every language. So man has no excuse. The only thing is that your education is supposed to profit you in that direction. But if you are not, if you don't subject yourself to studying, then what has your education profited you? When you cannot read. Then, you cannot read, and then all these funny preachers, anything they tell you, because you have no time to go and confirm, like the Berean Christians, what they are saying, you begin to follow, mumu. How has your education profited you? You went to school. It is not just to get a job. It's not to fill yourself with earthly knowledge. It is also a means by which you can know God the more. You must be like the Berean Christian. In my former church, all my pastors, four of them, four different churches before this one started, they all knew the type of believer I was. I was not a minister in any church before this church. But every pastor knew there was somebody sitting there in the congregation. You misplace scripture before you leave the pulpit, I will send a note to you there. And when my pastor wanted to shout at me one time, I went to his office. And I told him, please, you people should know that the books you read, we too, we read them. So don't think that you have absolute custody of knowledge because you are a pastor. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. When I gave my life to Christ, maybe God was preparing me for a period like this, because you use me in future to defend the faith. I didn't know. People take off and go to the camp, to the mountain, to pray, seeking whatever they are looking for. I have never gone to a mountain and seen anybody carry books and say, I have withdrawn to come and study. But I'm telling you, I used to pack books. You would think I'm preparing for an examination. Go and stay 3 days, 4 days in a camp. Just study. I was not studying because I was hoping to be a pastor. I didn't know I would be a pastor. God revealed it, but did not allow me to understand what he was showing me years back. Until it came to pass. I wanted to know him. I wanted to know who this God of creation is. When you study him, the more you study him, the more mysterious he becomes. Have you ever flown by air and gone far above the clouds? And look here, you are seeing nothing. And look here, you are seeing nothing. And yet, scientific instruments show the things that live apart, million light years apart in creation, in distance, between the earth and maybe the sun and maybe Pluto and other planets, and all of them in the galaxies created by one being. Now, that is not the interesting part. Now, put the whole of the galaxies together and look at you as an individual in relation to the whole of this creation and see, who am I? I am less than a peck. And yet God comes down and is interested in me. He's talking to me. Ha! Who am I that he gets so interested in? There must be something about it. That he will leave all this his creation and come and look at a peck like me. Get so interested in me until he will come down by himself, Emmanuel, to redeem me. That knowledge makes you fear him. That knowledge makes you love him. That makes you appreciate his mercy. These are the things that determine how you walk with him. The spirit of religion has beclouded these facts. The spirit of religion has reduced us to just to see ourselves like PDP and APC. Political parties. I am of this, I am of that, I am this, I am that. And that's why we try by coming to knock it off. I told a sister this morning, I said, Your Christianity, you must be defined to a realm where you are not a Christian only because you are in the church. You are among believers. You are in your house. So that they say, you know, I'm a pastor, so anybody in my house, I must live a life so that people will know that I'll be pastor. Everybody in this street, they know, say I'll be pastor. So make I day carefully. Okay, the day I go to Korea, where nobody know me. The day I leave and go to a place where nobody knows me. It is at that time that I will prove whether I am a Christian or not. It's not when we come to church. You dress with flowing gowns and you are dancing more than anybody else. And somebody may look at you and say, Kai, this brother loves God. Kai, this sister loves God. Don't look at somebody here and determine that he's God or he's a Christian or he's dangerous. That is why I believe in courtship. I believe in, don't marry until you know the person well. Don't marry her until you know her well. Until you know him well. We are not Christians because we are in the church. All of us here now, we are Christians. Are we not? Are we not? I think you came here before me. I think you came to church before me. Oh, you love God so much. Oh, this man loves God so much. That's what the time, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I keep saying that brother that is married, the first person that can give your testimony, whether you're a Christian or not, is your wife. It's your wife, oh. And if your wife cannot testify that you are a Christian, you are truly not a Christian. Amen. You're not a Christian. How many married women here can say, my husband is a Christian? Don't worry, he's not seeing you now. Better your head and put it like this. You are not sure your husband is a Christian. Put up your hand. Okay, if you are sure your husband is a Christian, let me see. Now, because I chop money, they put up your hand. Put up your hand. Chop money, now I make it. This pastor won't put me for trouble. I want you to be a Christian. That's why I say the way I say. Now, when God wants to reveal himself to us, first, I told you the other time, he moved from stage to stage. First is the adoption. He makes you appreciate salvation by the revelation of adoption. And I've said it before, most of these evangelical churches, that is where they stop adoption. Oh, you were nothing. You were lost. I once was lost, but now I am found. Hey, and then I've wandered far away from home. And then, you know, oh, and come and see Billy Graham. Oh, speaking about adoption, and everybody will be crying. All of them will be crying. You know, it's the most renowned evangelist of this our time. Billy Graham, not William Branham. I'm talking of Billy Graham, the American. Go and see Kumuyi preaching adoption. Until they take it so far to tell you that you can lose it. You can lose it. So you don't want to lose it. So you are treading carefully. Everything, fear. I hope I do this. I hope. Then the day you fall, yakata. The day any situation turn you to crayfish. The day something happened, then you said, no more hope. According to the teaching, I am gone.